Speaker 1.
I deal with anything to do with entertainment on board, and that covers guest lecturers, cabaret artists, the show company, and any special nights. I have to plan each cruise with all the performers, and then introduce them at the beginning of the show. There's never a dull moment. And if I want time to myself, I have to escape to my cabin, because a huge part of my job is to mix with people. There are often parties to attend, and then sometimes dance nights to organise. So, if I'm not in the shows, I'll be out there dancing with the passengers, because that's part of my job too.
Speaker 2.
I'm in charge of reception at the Health and Fitness Centre, so I greet passengers and organise their individual fitness programmes and beauty treatments. I wouldn't say it was glamorous because it's very hard work, but the rewards for me are meeting really interesting people and the system of working. We do 8-month contracts, and once you've finished, it's up to you how much time you have off. Then you renew your contract when you're ready. I like working on a contract basis. I don't like to feel as if I'm stuck somewhere. At home, everyone follows the same 9-to-5 pattern. Here, time just has a different meaning.
Speaker 3.
I'm responsible for the safety of the passengers. That means that apart from keeping an eye on things on a day-to-day basis, I have to make sure that passengers can be safely evacuated if there's an emergency. So I do a lot of staff training to make sure each member of staff knows exactly what to do if there's a problem, and of course we do emergency drills with the passengers. In theory, I'm on call for 24 hours a day, but in fact I'm generally on duty for about 15, so I do get the chance to socialise a bit too. When we're in port, though, I get the whole time off.
Speaker 4.
There are 6 photographers here, and we take photos of passengers in various locations on the ship. My main role, though, is to develop and print all the passenger films, so I'm less in evidence socially. We don't have set hours because every cruise programme is different, and because I print the photos, I frequently carry on working until 6 in the morning, getting them ready for the next day. It's quite exciting. People like having their pictures taken with the captain, and we also do quite a few shots in the restaurant and on party nights, but generally people come to us with their own requests.
Speaker 5.
I'm in charge of all the restaurants on board, so menus, costings and the quality of food, plus any staff issues, it's all down to me. I love all that, even if the paperwork and accounts can be a bit dull sometimes. But I've worked for this company for nearly 24 years, and I haven't regretted it for one minute. Even though we can't choose where we go, we can put in requests for certain cruises. So normally I do 4 months away and then 2 months leave. Where else could you get a job like that and get paid for it? You miss your friends and family, but you don't get time to think about it.